I'm Alex Makavica with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. Today we're on the phone with Royce Shaneman, the Executive Director of the Nebraska Wheat Board, to recap this year's Winter Wheat Tour that was put on by the Wheat Quality Council. Before we get into the results and what you guys saw, Royce, tell me a little bit more about the purpose of this trip and what it is you guys do each year.
Sure. Well, the Wheat Quality Council puts on this wheat quality tour. They do one through hard red winter wheat country, and then they do one a little bit later in the summer through the spring wheat growing regions. And basically, it's an opportunity for people to go out and evaluate the crop. We look at, you know, the crop conditions, moisture. We actually get out in fields and do some counts, and we've got a formula where we make yield estimates based on the development of the crop. But then it also gives a number of people an opportunity. We have producers, milling companies, baking companies. They send representatives to participate. We have media people from across the country that participate. We also get commodity brokers from all over. And then we even have some international customers come in and participate in the tour. And a lot of these people have never been on farms before, never been out in a wheat field. So it's a good learning opportunity. And you know, we take that chance to educate them about as much as we can about the wheat industry, and then especially taking all these measurements and counts and formulas. And at the end of the tour, we have a pretty good picture of what the hard red winter wheat crop is going to look like for the coming harvest.
All right, well, let's dive into what you guys saw this year. Obviously, the market's reacting a little bit a couple of weeks ago when these results came out. Talk about the things that stood out on this year's tour, Royce.
Sure. Well, I'll kind of explain. It's like a three-day tour, and each day, well, on the tour this year, I believe they had about 70 people participate, and we split up in carloads of people, 3 to 4 people per car, and we have different routes that we go across the state of Kansas. And some of these routes even come up into Nebraska on the first day. So we travel from Manhattan, Kansas, across the state to Colby. And basically we stop about every 20 miles, evaluate fields. And then every night we talk about the results, talk about the things that we saw. For the most part, I would say the routes across Kansas, the crop looked pretty good. They've had ample moisture. The crop is in really good condition. One of the things that we saw kind of widespread across the whole growing region was some of the viral diseases starting to show up. So like wheat streak mosaic virus, high plains virus. We saw those in a lot of fields across the state, but nothing that was, you know, disastrous, but you noticed it in fields, and we know that's going to be an issue going forward. The routes that went up into Nebraska, you know, the farther north you went, it got drier. The stands weren't quite as good. But overall, as we evaluated the crop, I would say that I believe the estimate that the group came up with on a yield per acre in Kansas was 53. And when we looked at Nebraska, what we had in Nebraska were producers went out on their own and called in results. And I compiled those with the results we saw out of Nebraska on the tour. And then Nebraska was looking at maybe a 40 bushel per acre crop this year. And again, these are estimates based on plant counts or head counts, the condition of the crop, any disease pressures we're seeing, moisture conditions. But it was our best guess at the time. And of course, since then, Kansas has seen more rain. So we expect, yields to be pretty strong there. Nebraska's picked up a little moisture. We're in a little bit different stage of crop development. Hopefully it wasn't too late. We had been so dry so long in Nebraska, but we're hoping these late rains will help get us through, especially through heading and flowering and grain fill. But that's kind of the quick overview of the tour and some of the results we were seeing.
Royce, as we think about the Wheat Quality Council's Hard Red Winter Wheat Tour, again wrapped up a couple of weeks ago, what else is important to note that we haven't had a chance to touch on?
The Wheat Quality Council serves a very important role for the wheat industry, and maybe a lot of people haven't been exposed to them. But besides the fact of these tours and evaluating the crop in terms of production on the tour, quality is another important factor. And the Wheat Quality Council really works with breeding programs, not only our land grants, but private wheat breeding companies as well. And what they do is test and evaluate varieties of wheat prior to their release to make sure they meet the quality standards set by the industry. And so it's kind of a benchmark for that variety development, and it really sets the tone for our U.S. wheat crop that we're not just putting anything out there. All these varieties have to meet pretty stringent quality characteristics as well as production characteristics. So that is probably the most important role the Wheat Quality Council plays. The tours are just a little extra and gets people out and aware of what the crop's going to look like. But it's a very important group, and we're proud to be part of it, and always enjoy going on the tour and getting a better feel for what's going on out there in the country.
Excellent. All right. Our guest, Royce Shenneman, the executive director of the Nebraska Wheat Board. You can always learn more at their website, nebraskawheat.gov. Here on the Rural Radio Network, I'm Alex Makavica.